Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we have part two of Why Aren't You Growing, completing. This is part two, the completion of Why Aren't You Growing. For those who tuned in Sunday, and we ran out of time, and so we're going to get to the heart of it and conclude today. But first of all, let's get all the preliminaries out of the way. Let's first pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank you for your listeners, and I pray over them that they may find the truth in what I say. I pray that your spirit guide me in all that I do and say in this broadcast. And I pray over your word that it will be made known to those who want the truth. It is in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And again, this is the prophetic hour, and the title song is Lords of Truth. And that song says it all. We're here to present the truth to you. And one of my grave concern has been that many of the believers are not growing. They're caught in the mud, or they're stuck in the mud in terms of their growth. Excuse me. And I thought I'd address that. Perhaps this will give you something to chew on. We try to look at this thing realistically from a truthful standpoint. And that's what we're presenting you in this part two of Why Aren't You Growing? The first verse and the most important verse of this is 1 Timothy 2:4, which says, "Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth?" Now, when we get saved, when we got saved, it was like it was a special event, and we were excited and full of zeal. But it's time to move beyond the emotional hype, the emotional part of this thing, and get to where God wants us to be. Many are just stuck at that point. They're stuck there because they think that's where they're supposed to be. And the churches have not made the truth known to them. And in some cases, the churches don't know the truth themselves. And so this session is to try to help you see what it is God wants you, where he wants you to be. Now, what we found, I want to back up and say what we found in our first discussion is that most Christians never go beyond salvation to gain knowledge. And so they never acquire power. When you are mature in the word, when you start coming into maturity, power should be a fact of your life. You should exhibit certain powers and, you know, and I want to say, and most Christians, many Christians are struggling. They not only don't have power, they're just simply struggling with remaining in the faith, especially in this day and time. They're struggling in the faith and believing because they never were rooted. They never were rooted. You see how that works. And you have many that turn atheists after struggling for so long with what they believe, and they just so-called become agnostic, or which is another word for atheist, quite honestly, or they become full-blown atheists, which there really is not such a thing, by the way, but we'll go along with that act. And so, but the fact of the matter is, this many Christians have fallen from the faith, and it's because, most importantly, they don't have no knowledge. They never acquire the tools they needed to move forward. Okay? Now, I want to present several facts to you, several truths. I want to say at this point, the first thing I want to discuss is that most Christians don't really know what they believe. They never came to the point where they said, this is what I'm believing in. This is what the Bible says. This is what God says about what I believe and what I should do. See, most believers function on what they have heard. You see what I'm saying? Different, you know, than if you just sit there and you've listened to the pastor every Sunday and you haven't investigated what was said and even went further to find out what it is that God is really saying, you know, open that Bible up and do some deep research to figure out what it is that you really believe, then you are weak. Your roots are weak. And remember, the roots symbolize truth. You see, you don't have enough foundation. So the first thing we can say is that the main reason that most Christians aren't growing is because they need knowledge. First and most importantly, they need knowledge. They have not acquired knowledge. It requires knowledge to grow in this faith. You see, you have to feed faith. You see? So that's the first thing. And we're going to stick around that point for a minute here, because we can break that down a little bit more. Now, the second part of that is that most don't really know what Jesus really taught in the New Testament, John, Revelation, all Corinthians, all of that. It is loaded with the knowledge of what Jesus really taught during his walk here on earth. And so the real knowledge of what he taught, by the way, hasn't been taught in the churches. It's not being taught in most churches, because most churches want to stick around religion. They're not looking for the spiritual truth, you see. And that's because most of the churches at this point have corrupted themselves. Most of the ministers have corrupted themselves. So you have this corrupted state, which most Christian churches in this country in particular, and that corrupted state has led them into all kind of warped and perverted forms of the truth, which is not the truth, you see. So most Christians have no knowledge. They're not able to grow roots, you see, because of this corruption, or I should say perversion of the knowledge. Either corruption or perversion of the knowledge has taken place in the church just as well as out in the world, you see. And that's because they have not taught the knowledge that Jesus really taught. And that's what we've been teaching here at the Prophetic Hour. I have spent the last 6 years at the Prophetic Hour teaching the actual knowledge of what Jesus taught. And many of my sessions, I apologize, but I deleted several because at one point I was, you know, and you have to forgive me, but I became a little upset because many of the pastors were coming to the Prophetic Hour, taking the information, and never telling, informing the people where they got the information. So I never got called to speak at these churches. They never sent me a card saying thank you or anything. And so I'm human. And so that's an error on my part. But I became upset. And so I deleted many of the sessions that were here at the prophetic hour. But again, I apologize. But that's what we've been teaching here for the last 6 hours, the actual knowledge that Jesus taught. And many of you thought you were really getting the knowledge that Jesus taught at your church when you are not. You were not and are not. You're not getting the truth. And guess what? What he taught was centered around was the knowledge of truth. You see? And in addition to that knowledge of truth, Jesus taught the practice of the knowledge. Once you get knowledge, you can't just sit there on it. You got to practice it. That's why it was given to you in the first place, so that you would know how to live, how to interact with other human beings, how to conduct yourself in this experience, this life experience. And that what that practice is called the way of truth. You see? So you're not, you know, if your pastor is not telling you this, is not giving you this knowledge of truth, and not showing you how to practice the knowledge, then you're not getting what Jesus actually taught. You are not. It's all over the New Testament what he taught. There were many that came to him, and it's recorded in your Bible what was said, and many of them said, Master, we know that you teach the way of truth. You see? So, you know, let me pull a verse up. Didn't I? I've taught it for so long that I assume sometime that my listeners already know these verses. And, you know, and I failed this time to, before, as I was preparing for this session, it never crossed my mind to have a couple of these verses, at least, to present to you. And so I just did not record the verses so that I could read them off to you. But give me a second here, and I'll pull up some of the verses that I've quoted over the years, actually several times. Many times, in fact, over the years. This first one, which is the show verse, is on our marquee, 1 Timothy 2:4. And I want to also present to you 1 John 18:37. It says, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth, hear my voice. You see that? Let's see. Let me find another one for you. 1 John 4:6. We are of God. He that know God, hear us. He that is not of God, hear not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Let's prove the way of truth, the practice. Matthew 22:16, it says, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regard not the person thereof. So Psalms 119:30, David says, I have chosen the way of truth. But let's see. Let me give you one more where they're speaking of Jesus specifically. 2 Peter 2:2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. You see that? And that's going on. So, Jesus taught, the center of his teaching was the knowledge of truth, in particular the practice, which is the way of truth. And so this is why a lot of believers can't move forward, is because they're not getting substance. They don't have no knowledge, and the knowledge that others have is not the knowledge that will anchor them, is the knowledge of truth. You see, only the truth can free you, because this is what Lucifer used to enslave us in the first place, is the truth, because that was his title before he failed. That's the title he lost. You see how that works? Now, there's a couple other areas I want to mention why people aren't growing. I got stuck in that area because that was the most important one, by the way. But I want to also say prayer, that many Christians, many that have been saved for years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, many of them don't pray. Or don't pray enough. And if they do pray and pray enough, it's not authentic. They don't know how to pray. And we've talked about that here at the prophetic hour. Also, you have to pray from your spirit, not from your emotions. Your emotions have nothing to do with anything. Your emotions team up with your flesh, you see, but your mind and spirit, they work together. So your prayer has to come from your spirit. You know, when you became desperate that time and you got on your knee and you said, oh, God, help me, that really came from your spirit. You thought it was your emotions, but that was from the core of your being, which is your spirit. You see, that's how that works. And that's, you know, so that in itself would reconnect you on a regular basis. And even if you didn't have the knowledge, it would keep you centered until you got the knowledge, until God got you where he needed you to be so that he could get the knowledge to you, if you see what I'm saying. Because God is going to bring the knowledge to you eventually. He's going to meet you. If you are in the right place, he's going to meet you at the crossroads somewhere ahead. But you've got to be on the right path for him to intersect with you. Okay? Now, last, I want to say most Christians are afraid to step out into the deep. Yeah, most Christians are afraid to step out into the deep. Luke 5:4, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. So you're not going to catch big load of fish unless you go out into the deep. You stay in that shadow area, you ain't going to catch nothing. You have to go out there and take some chances, which you're not taking chances, by the way. But to show real faith, you got to go out into the deep. We went to Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, didn't have any family, any friends, a limited amount of money. We stepped out on faith. We just knew God would send us where he wanted us, and he would take care of us. That's what you got to do. You've got to step out and trust that God will do what he say will do, and he always does. It's us that fail him. You see what I'm saying? So you've got to step out in the deep every so often. Do something every now and then, that stretch your faith, that will move you forward. Lay hands on folks and heal people. Pray about it, believe it, and do it. You see, you've got to simply have faith. You see, God is about, see, you have to practice. You have to do the things you believe. You can't just sit there in church and just suck up information, if you are getting information, and do nothing. You've got to act on it. God is a doer. You see? You have to act. You have to practice what you preach, or practice what you're being preached. So you have to step out on faith in order for faith to grow by the knowledge, and then the knowledge feeds your faith. So it's a circle. If I said that right, your faith, your knowledge feeds your faith, and your faith feeds your knowledge. You see, so that's pretty much how it works. So this information, you know, it should provide you with something to go for. And that's what we've tried to do here, Prophetic Hour, over the years. And I'm going to pray for you in my private prayer chamber. And I pray that God bless you and move you forward. So keep at it. You'll get there. Just do these things. Listen to this tape again, because I knew I've given you what I've seen in churches that I've seen over the years. I pray that God bless you, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. So long.